Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Let's talk about one more piece on this that was presented by the defense. And in my opinion, they've done a very good job of introducing a lot of reasonable doubt in this case. And this is something they revealed at the very end. It has to do with the cell phone of Libby German. And we had known for a while that there was a record that this cell phone turned off, turned on, started receiving messages in the middle, later in the day, several hours after the girls were believed to have been dead. But the defense now presented evidence showing a headphone jack was inserted into Libby German's phone 5 hours after her disappearance, pretty much showing that the phone was handled later than originally thought. So somebody had the phone. Were the girls even dead yet? I mean, were they hauled around? They did introduce evidence that said they don't believe they died in the space that they died. You can't argue with the technology either that's saying this headphone went in there. That's there. It's a fact. It happened. Who did it? How did it happen? If they were alive, I mean, it could very well have been one of the girls. If they were like locked away somewhere and they had their headphone jacked, she could have plugged it in. What do you make of that? I mean, because there's no explanation. It's just they threw it out there for the jury to go, there's a little more reasonable doubt. How well do you think something like that's going to play?
I think it's more good data points for reasonable doubt. I think this entire case defense is showing that we got a lot of reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to flip it back to the true victims that are still with us, and that's the family.
Yeah.
No matter what happens at this point, I would have doubt. I don't know, I can't believe them because I haven't been through this trauma they have, but I would have a lot of doubt, sure, even if he's convicted. Even if it's a unanimous conviction by the jury on everything, on all counts, whatever. I mean, I personally would have a lot of doubt because I got doubt now.
Yeah.
And we've really been trying to get everything that the jury's been seeing. Again, we're not in the courtroom, so we mm-hmm. don't taste it, touch it, feel it the same way, experience it like they have. But I can't believe they haven't made a bigger deal of his life before this event to show the lack of behavior arc in him to do such crimes. because everyone that keeps making all the comments on social media, well, it's just this, it's just sexual assault, or it's a just control issue. Okay, you're right. It is all those things. Show me how that ties to him.
Yeah, exactly. People like this don't just pop one day and go, I'm going to go sexually assault some kids in the woods and right. then go back to living a completely different life. Like, right. like one that doesn't have any of that in it whatsoever. 23 devices. There's nothing that was found on any of them that points to any of that sort of material. The best they found was that he Googled the case, which he's in a small town. Of course, you're going to Google the case that's affecting your area for many, many years. Lots of reasonable doubt here. A lot of challenges to the firearms evidence. I mean, the bullet science is not that much of a science. Cross-examination of the experts, a lot of challenges to their credibility and their experience. There's so much. I'm going to be honestly surprised at this point if we do get a guilty verdict. Right. I could see a hung jury or I can see not guilty. At the end of the day, it doesn't help those families if it's a hung jury. I mean, it doesn't help them, I think, almost in any direction. Because I agree. I think if I was a parent here, those are one of my kids, I'd be really... Of course, you want justice, but you don't want to lock away somebody who didn't do this. I think you're left there going, wow, the people I trusted to find the killer really didn't do a great job of, if this is the person, truly proving it is, or doing their job to actually find the real one. They went down this road too quick or because they had no other options after not finding anything.
Yeah, as a parent, justice, boy, that's a tricky word. Different people want justice in different ways. Yep. If this was my kids, I would, at this point, since they're already gone, I would want to know how they went.
Yep.
And hopefully it was painless and hopefully it was without fear. I mean, because that's all you can really hope for. Yep. They're gone. They were murdered.
Yep.
And I would just want someone competent enough to tell me what happened. That's all I want to know at this point. I just want to know what happened. And I want to know that the person that did that crime does the time in whatever capacity that winds up being. And I just don't think it's going to happen yet.
I agree. One of my biggest pet peeves that I have all the time is when you're into something serious or urgent, or you need to get something done, is incompetence with people along the line that need to be doing the job where they should be competent on. I can't imagine what a headache that is.
You know, and we all have those moments. We all have moments of making mistakes. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on this one. When you are incompetent by ignorance, mm-hmm. you didn't know better, you don't have much time, they've never dealt with a murder before, whatever it is, okay, own it, fix it, and try again.
Yep.
But when you double down on how incompetent you are, that's when people lose faith. People aren't looking for perfection, they're looking for progress, they're looking for an effort, they're looking for transparency, and we didn't get any of that on this case.
No. We certainly did not. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, and yes, author of this book, which is also the graphics hanging behind his head. It is very good. I'm just beginning to get into the audiobook version, but I love it. I've loved all of your books so far. Sizing People Up, another great one, by the way. Check it out wherever you get your books and learn to be a smarter, better human being from the mind of Robin Drake. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Tony.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.